Hang on to your hats and glasses, mutineers, because this here's the wildest podcast in the wilderness. Yeehaw!
Swab, scallywag, sons of bitches, wibbly wobbly, officially unofficial, wildly inaccurate, yet dead nuts on Disney podcast, inappropriate on so many levels. And this week, we apologize profusely to Network 1901 and everything else under the Disney umbrella. We have a special guest. You know him from episode 86 of Mickey Mutineer's podcast. It's a fan of our show, Josh Taylor. We talk about definitely confirmed Disney real news. Jordan performs one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater through interpretive dance. And fan of the show, Josh Taylor, tells us his top five episodes of Sophia the First.
Wow. All right. You did better than Josh.
Yeah, I was about to say, like...
You can read. Wow.
I'm impressed.
Well, see, that's the difference. Our Josh doesn't practice. Usually when he reads that, it's the first time he reads it.
I wasn't totally prepared, but I practiced like earlier while I cooked dinner. Sounded like an idiot, but I did it.
Well, good job. And hey, like she said, hi, Josh. Josh Taylor.
Hi, Josh.
Yo.
Not our Josh. Different Josh. You're you know what? You can just be our Josh tonight since ours is
that's
gone.
That's cool. Yeah,
I believe he was known as Cool Josh last time he was on.
Was he?
But I thought yeah. I was our Josh tonight.
I'm too.
Now I'm confused.
Okay, this is getting... All right, Jordan, who are you?
I don't even know anymore, man. Jordan, I guess.
He shaved. He has no identity.
Jordan.
Who shaves?
You do, clearly.
Me.
Everyone here.
So, Josh, since last time you were on our show, we have not cleaned up anything. It's all just chaos.
Well, that's fantastic.
It's worse. We don't even have a van anymore.
I love to see progress in action, you know?
Wait, what was that P word you just said?
Piss off.
Oh.
We just added more chaos.
Oh, I've heard that one before.
Yeah, we get pissed off a lot. But that progress, no, that's not us. Our progress.
I say
is,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. Well, except for when it was broke, but then we fixed it. And that's where you guys
you
came
can't
in.
Fix it if it never worked.
Well, I mean, a broken clock.
That's profound.
Something. A stitch in time.
Yeah.
Oh, let's not bring Stitch into this.
Why? This is already.
Welcome to the Mutineers Disaster Hour.
No, this is not.
We're sorry, Josh. We're really sorry.
Hey, we apologize at the top of the show. It's fine. Yeah. Josh, you knew what you were getting yourself into.
I did. That's true. I knew exactly what was happening.
So, Josh, I haven't seen you since Disneyland. How have you been?
Yeah, you know, I saw you at Disneyland for 5 minutes, and... I waited for you every day since, and you never came back. So, I'm kind of disappointed, to
what
be honest.
Dick.
Wow, now I kind of feel bad.
So, yeah. Was it kind of like that episode of Futurama when the dog waits for Fry?
Yeah, it was exactly like that.
Wow, yeah. That's the saddest story ever.
Jake, you're kind of an asshole.
That's not.
I think we've established that before.
I was going to say, that's not up for debate, but now I'm just. I've reached like a new level. Josh, I'm sorry. Kind of.
It's okay. At least I have Disneyland.
Got some memories.
Yeah. Like, should we just jump right into this? I mean,
sure.
You didn't tell anyone to say anything inappropriate.
We don't do that anymore. That just kind of rolls. Josh said piss off, and then Jordan said words, and
I guess Jordan showed his cat's genitals.
It's true, Dad. You guys missed the cat genitals.
My cat flashed the screen. I had nothing to do with it.
You guys want to see something hot?
At least it wasn't your cat's Eye of Sauron like last time.
That was completely by accident. Somebody snuck in the office. I was unawares.
Moon the camera. Oh, boy. Well, guys, we're all gathered here today to talk about Jordan.
Dearly beloved.
He will be
talk about this thing called life.
Was unaware that this was an life. Intervention.
No, it's awake.
Can I start dancing soon?
What?
Yes.
Annie gets it. Thanks, girl. Annie gets
it. The rest of y'all are doing.
I know
Aunt Sassy. Ugh. She's all alone tonight.
She needs Tinder.
Sorry,
she already has her profile written out. Fast cars, fast people. Feed her pants.
Fast cars. I don't give a fuck.
Look at all.
Shana's aunt was on last week, and it was amazing. Oh, Josh,
I felt bad, but I guess you listened.
Josh, that's Shana. That's Annie. You know Jordan.
Yeah.
We already met while you were peeing on your own hands.
Yes, I didn't pee on my hands. Washing your hands.
That's still up for debate.
Yeah, listen, we didn't see you not pee on your hands, so.
And it was really, really, really fast. Unless you, like, went just around the corner and peed and washed your hands, I don't buy it.
No, I literally didn't. I showed you. Look, that's the bathroom door right there.
Over there.
Right there. The bathroom door. I know what I did. But that's not why we're here.
Well, if it took you, like, you peed that quickly, you really didn't have to pee. You could have held it.
No, this conversation's over. We're done peeing.
Keep going.
Okay, fine.
What's their topic?
Our topic tonight is Josh Taylor.
Sophia the first.
So take it away, Jordan. No. No, so, Josh, you're here to push your stuff.
Yeah.
For sure.
Drugs, for sure.
All right, so what do you got? Pure uncut Colombian cocaine?
I didn't bring it, no. Oh. I did it all. Ready.
So. That's why you're so crazy right
to
now.
Do. I'm here to do nothing.
Ah, man. You did all that cocaine. I thought you'd be doing something at least.
Yeah, yeah. Bring up a downer.
You are going to get so much shit done tonight.
I need to be honest with you. I need to stay up all night.
Oh, good. I'm glad
you're here. Take some Adderall or something? That'll help you.
I mean, I'll do something.
Now he's a pusher.
Just saying.
I'm too
much time last night not doing anything productive.
Oh.
I gotta be productive now.
That's a dumb rule.
I'm sorry.
I just say?
Yes.
I'm completely jealous of Josh because he's going to D23 this week.
Yes.
Oh, let's bring up in the questions.
And I'm going to be at work like a sucker.
I thought you were going to say it because last night I was tweeting that I was at a bar. I found a new barcade near my house that I can go to. And they have great beer and cocktails. And I left there not driving.
Smart move.
So you were hammered.
Way to be responsible.
But I was responsible, yes. My friend and I now have the high score on the Galaga machine there.
Heck yeah.
We have two high scores, and so we used the terms ass and dick. so anyone at Mission Control, we own Galaga.
I love the fact that no matter how old you get, ass and dick are still the top two, three letter initials you go for.
No, wait, hold on.
Because I still do that too.
I have a question. Do you go DIC or DIK?
I did the DIK.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's that hard cuss.
Dyke.
Could go Dyke.
Wow.
Did everyone else hear that echo?
Sorry.
There's a majestic the echo when you yelled Dyke.
Dyke.
Guess you could also
go to the earth. What?
I said, I guess you could also go tit. T-I-T.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but then you're going to get like some avian expert in there like, oh man, this guy's a big bird fan. Not a big bird fan, a big bird fan.
I'm actually a pretty big bird fan, so.
Yeah. Well, then don't.
I used to work with him on Saturdays.
He's not a tit, though.
No.
I'm just running through body parts in my head.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Letters. Like, you could do like TWT. Sound it out.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter. Yeah.
Right. I don't get it.
Twitter's not a body part. You guys suck at this.
Feels like it sometimes.
What does that even mean?
Am I right?
Wait, hold on. So, Josh, at this bar, this is an important question. At this barcade, do they have skee ball?
Yes.
No.
Oh, what the?
I know. But it just opened not too long ago, and they were saying that they were planning on bringing in new things quite often. So I believe skee ball will end up there.
It better end up there. Skee ball is the best freaking.
This one, sport. Big Buck Hunter.
That was the only reason.
I fucking love Big Buck Hunter.
Oh man, when I found out you could do rapid reload, oh.
The even better one is Big Buck Safari.
With yes. The chameleon in the trip bonus the level?
Safari Mike's drag name.
It's got like a African guy is the voice. He's like, don't shoot the cow.
Big Buck Safari.
Oh. Did you say that Safari Mike's drag name?
Yes. Big Buck Safari.
I would have missed that until re-listen. I like that.
I can get on board with that. Well,
noted.
No kid.
Oh my god, can you imagine Safari Mike and drag?
I'm interested. As
your girlfriend.
I can imagine him on like red lipstick and like a Marilyn Monroe, like no, a Madonna, like mole on his face. And, like,
he's gonna hear this.
I can't talk about this. I can't.
Show it with Dave. So anyway, so Josh is going to D23.
Oh yeah, that's where we started this. Yeah, I'm going. Which is cool. What's even cooler is that I can walk there from my house. So
I can see D23 from my house.
I don't have to pay $20 or $25 or whatever it is in parking.
And you don't have to fight all that nonsense that's going to be the parking and the driving and the clogged Harbor Boulevard.
True, that's true.
I mean, do they fill up the convention center parking lot for that?
I think so. I think they use that, and they use the Anaheim Angels Stadium.
That's nowhere near there. I mean, kind of. And
they do that, though. They use, like, on days where, like, Disneyland is crazy, they still use, like, the Anaheim Angels, and they bus people over.
Wow.
Yeah. Like during Christmas week, that's when they drive people 2 miles, like to and from their parking lot.
And you're just strolling down the street, middle fingers in the air.
Yeah. Lucky. It's going to be great.
So what are you doing there? You got a booth? Just walking around?
No, we're just walking around. The whole point of like Network 1901 going is trying to like get the community stuff and meet people and say hi. And so we'll just kind of be on the street level, you know, wandering around, chatting with people, stuff like that.
Have you been to one before?
Yeah, I went 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I went for the first time. So that was kind of like my, I don't know what the F is going on in here. I'm just bright-eyed like everywhere. So this time around, I'm a little more cool. a little more calm down. But I'm going with people who have never been before. So,
oh, you're gonna be a babysitter.
I'm basically a babysitter. Yeah.
You need like some sort of cane or like.
He's one of those ropes with the rings, and everybody holds a ring.
Keep trying. The little puppy dog backpacks. Where you attach it on your wrist. Yeah, monkeys. Yeah, we had a dog.
Yeah, you're going to need all sorts of tethers and ropes.
Accoutrement.
I mean, they're going to wander off pretty easily, right?
What?
I'm sure yeah, there's a lot I mean, I figure at. Most people are going to wander off easily, but hopefully, like, everyone will know that they can walk back to the house if they need to, so hopefully no one dies. Like,
if they can find it.
Yeah, if they can find it.
So is the whole 1901 crew going to be there?
Yeah, so Angie and myself, obviously we live together, we're married, so we can go. She lives in the same house as me, you know.
Is she in the same room as you right now?
She's not in the same room
okay.
at all, no. This is the garage that I'm in currently with my fancy fence backdrop.
Your garage is way prettier than Jake's. Jake, what asshole yeah. compared to this?
Jake has a Scooby-Doo blanket as a backdrop.
It's an afghan. Well,
all the crap afghan, is behind this. So, but then yeah, Shannon is coming from Tennessee, and Dale's coming from Vancouver, and they both get in like when Shannon comes Wednesday, Dale comes Thursday, and then we've got like a whole list of things that we're doing from Wednesday to Wednesday.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's not just the expo, there's like all kinds of other stuff we're doing. So
true.
And we're letting people know where we are, so if they want to hang out, they can come hang out.
Well, it's very rarely the four of you guys are in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, none of us. None of us have been
in the same place at the same time. Because one of you guys doesn't even live in this country.
Correct. Yeah. Foreigner. Total foreigner.
Yeah. I was actually listening
foreigner,
to...
foreigner, I definitely mean like Vancouver, 20 miles from the border foreigner.
No, I'm talking about like the band Foreigner.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Filling your eyes with that double vision. No, I was actually listening to your recent... your recent... was it the political correctness episode?
Yeah.
No, I was really... I was digging it. I was into it. I still have 35 minutes left.
Like, weird tangents like that. So it's good. We try and bring meaning to something. We don't know what it is, but we try and bring meaning to it sometimes.
We should have brought all four of you here because we could use that.
that's not going to happen.
No meaning of the word meaning.
So, in case anyone's wondering, on July 12th, you'll be at California Adventure. I'm going to tell Josh where he's going to be.
Yeah, that's cool.
On July 13th, you're going to be at Disneyland.
That's true.
July 14th and 15th, you'll be at the D23 Expo.
Holy shit.
And guess what, guys? Guess what? On the 16th, I don't know what that is. What's DCC?
That's our regular... weekend podcast. Culture Club.
I was just staring at it going, I've never been to DCC.
Doing your fucking homework.
I knew what that was because I listened to it.
You just listened to it, yeah. Mm. Disney Culture Club, we're doing it live from Paradise Pier on Sunday.
And then the 17th, you'll be at Universal Studios on Disneyland's birthday.
Yeah, because it's going to be way too crowded.
Smart move.
Yep. Because that day they're bringing back Fantasmic as well.
Oh, really? On their... Ooh. Yeah. That's going to be nuts.
Yep.
But it's fine because the next day you'll be at Disneyland again.
Right. So we're hoping it won't be nuts.
So everyone listening to this, both of you, go down and hang out with the Network 1901 crew.
Yeah. So you can... make fun of us.
Why is not Dan going to D23? I'm suddenly wondering. Dan being the co-host of my podcast, Annie and Danny's Fast Pass podcast.
You always got to sneak that plug in, don't you?
Sneak my plug in, yeah.
I mean, so, is he that important? Can he get in there?
No, he lives in California.
Then he should be there. Damn it, Dan. Get yourself together.
I'm sure I live closer to it than he does.
Nuh-uh.
I have no way to prove this. How far away is Disneyland from Sacramento?
30 minutes. I think it's actually a pretty long drive. I think it's like a 7-hour drive.
Yeah, I am closer. Mine's only 5.
He's done it. I don't know. Can't he just charter a private jet with like Carson Daly or something?
I don't know. I don't know what the odds of that actually are. So, real quick, before we get into other stuff, I compiled a few questions I need to ask Josh.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay, no, first of all, why are bananas this color?
The color of a U-boat?
That was the best answer I've ever heard for that. Next. Would you rather walk to Disneyland or carry your lunch?
I mean, I do both a lot, quite often, like together. So, yes.
My first thought when you said your walking distance was, oh, you can go home and eat a peanut butter and jelly.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I do.
No, you just carry it with you on the way.
Some chicken salad and you can watch like Diet Coke.
That's why you, Law and Order or it's like you burn those calories as you eat them when you're walking.
Wait, why would I want to do that?
Apples and peanut butter and keep moving.
You can't take a chicken salad into the park. That'll get all nasty.
Yeah, but if you had a little cooler bag, I've done chicken it. Don't salad. Judge me.
Oh, okay. Well, cooler bag. Yeah, that's
Don't
fine.
Don't judge me.
So speaking of catching up on Josh Taylor's podcast, I'm fully caught up on The World That Never Was now, and it's thoroughly enjoyable. Tell us a little bit about that. It was not words.
Well, let me tell you about it.
Good. That's what I tried to say.
So The World That Never Was is a podcast I've been doing. It takes a lot of work, so there's only a few of them that come out at a time. It's where I go out and I come up with a story about one of the things that Disney never built. They have a ton of money, so I figure they probably didn't not just build it because of the money, so why did they not build it? So I try and figure it out, and then I relate it to the real world. And the people that I typically interview for those shows are important people that never answer their emails back, so that's why it takes so long to get a hold of people to interview for that podcast. But I do enjoy doing it. And I feel like it's come out really well so far. I have 2 more episodes to do this season. And there will probably be a 3rd season sometime next year. But it's a lot of fun. I enjoy doing it. And it's if you're interested in like NPR style investigative journalism, that's what that show is.
I was just going to say that I listen to so many like conversational podcasts, and then that's all professional, like scripted goodness.
Very well
What's
put together.
What's funny is I don't script it.
Really?
Yeah, I put together bullet points.
That's so loud, I heard myself echo.
But I don't script it out because I feel like there's not, when I read a script, I'm not as genuine. And most of the time when I'm actually piecing out all the interview pieces together, I'm actually kind of learning what the story is as I go. So I've started several times where I start editing the show together and I have to change the beginning intro because what the intro was about was not how the show ended. So I kind of learn the story of what I'm telling as I go, and I write bullet points out, and I just tell it.
Well, I would have guessed it was scripted, so good work.
It's very well put together, too. Like, it's fun that, how do I say this? Like, it's about Disney, but then you go into so much more other stuff. Like,
yeah,
like the Mineral King episode, and you went off into, like, the history of the national parks and everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the national parks people hate me, too, because I called them every day for weeks. But I will say yeah, Disney's kind of like an entry point to a much larger story every time. And I kind of like that. I like, I mean, like, right, we all do like Disney something, and there's only so many times that I can talk about Disney. And what's like, what's really important, like when I talked about Mineral King, it's like I could talk for a whole 30 minutes if you wanted me to about like the ski lift and who was going to design the ski lift and, you know, why it was going to be where it was. Or I can tell you the story about how Michael Eisner under the table gave away land to Disney to be able to secretly get land from the National Forest and build his own cabin in Colorado under the table. And the government pretty much just gave him free land. Wow. That's much more interesting than talking about a ski lift.
Yeah,
so
that story is much more interesting.
Yeah, so like as I learned all these like things as I went along, it was like, I'm not even talking about Mineral King anymore, but like it's a starting point, and it's where we go from there. That's always more interesting. And what's cool is like I'm interviewing a lot of people that aren't even involved with Disney, so I get to learn other people's perspective on Disney and Disney fandom from like a point of view that I never get, right? I usually hang out with people who are Disney fans. That's why, you know, those are the people I talk Disney with. But when I get to go somewhere and talk to, I don't know, whomever, some government official at the national parks about Disney, it gets kind of weird and interesting.
You're going to just call him up to chat now? regularly?
I do have a couple of people.
Hey, it's me.
I do have a couple of people that I've, like, now become friends with, and it's just, like, want to chat. It's like, I guess.
Have fun. Just have an evening
day. I think like for me, I think my favorite episodes of that podcast, The World That Never Was in particular. I mean, aside from the one that I was
the one that
on,
you're in.
You know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Aside from the
there goes my joke.
Actually that one later. No, that one wasn't even my favorite. I think my favorite is the one whenever you really lay down the heavy historical context of why things didn't happen. The Russian episode from last week for the, you know, potential Russia pavilion, and then you kind of go on like, listen, this was in the midst of like the Cold War. Like, this probably wasn't going to happen. It would have been great if it happened, but there were a lot of socio-political things going on where it just, you know, it was a great idea, but just wasn't in the cards. Or what was it last season towards the end? What was it the Israel Pavilion, if I'm remembering correctly? Yeah. So again, socio-political, like those are the episodes that I really tend. And that's mainly because, like, I mean, you and I have talked before, and you know, I've got a degree in history. So like those are the ones that I
know,
got.
Jordan.
Shut up.
So, knowledge man.
Like
here.
That's, hey, jealous.
Kind of, yeah.
Move your piece of paper. No,
I think the great thing that Epcot has given me is like a ridiculous amount of material historically because of all of the World Showcase pavilions they've not done. They've done like just as many pavilions as they've not done. You know, I think there's like at least a dozen that they were like, oh, let's do this. And they were like, oh, they're not going to give us money because they're in a war zone. You know, that kind of thing. So that, like, at least I can always go back to Epcot. That's always kind of like a safe haven. One of my favorite episodes was the Russian one that I put together because I didn't know, like I said, like I don't know where the story goes sometimes. And I talked to my friend's dad, and I used to talk to him all the time. He worked in, he didn't work in Vietnam. He fought in Vietnam. I guess he worked. I mean, he was working, but he fought in Vietnam, and like we'd always have these conversations about Vietnam and about how he felt, and we usually talked more about like, you know, what it was like to be an American military man, and he was so excited that I asked him to like be a part of it, and then when I talked to him about like, you know, what do you think about the opposite side, you know, like what are your beliefs about these people. And he just kind of opened up, and it was so cool to like have somebody from a generation who was like, who was told, like, you know, in third grade that like a bomb would go off, and if the bomb goes off, hide under your desk, you know, like, but these people were like legit afraid every day of communist bombs dropping. And to talk to somebody who's like excited now that like that's over, and like the possibility of like working with Russia, seeing things in Russia, is exciting for him, and exciting for that generation of people who like have no clue about Eastern Europe because it was like a place you just didn't go. And so talking with him about that was kind of cool. So I like doing the show. I like doing the show because of the conversations I get to have with people and kind of discovering things I didn't get to discover. And that's something that, like, for me, I like get out of the show. I can kind of learn something. I like listening to shows to learn something. That's not a knock on you, Jake. I'm just stating. I like...
Their new Urban Dictionary definitions.
But I mean, like, I like to listen to, like, podcasts to, like, learn something or be intrigued by some new idea I'd never thought about. And that's kind of what the show gives me, even as I'm hosting it. So
you've got... I mean, I know you do like a ton of different podcasts. Like I was introduced mainly how you and I started talking on Twitter was through Modern Mouse.
Yeah.
And you and I are both really big music guys, and you started doing How Music Changed the World, which I really loved. And I hope you decide to do a second season of that. Again, kind of going back to like the historical context, like I distinctly remember the first episode you did for the Paul Simon Graceland episode, where you put it into this historical context where, you know, there was still like a lot of, you know, the apartheid in South Africa was still like a big thing. And again, those tend to be like my favorite episodes of the stuff that you do. But do you find that doing How Music Changed the World was kind of like your setup for from jumping ship?
It was, yeah, because I, podcast. So, like, here's my little background about me. Fun fact time. So, Modern Mouse Radio started, like, 5 years ago, and then, yeah, like, 2 years ago, I decided to do this little World That Never Was show, just because I'm a huge fan of music, and I wanted to do something with music, and I thought I would be able to pull off two podcasts at once for a while, and so I did, I think, 8 episodes of How Music Changed the World. And each episode focuses, yeah, like on, you know, that first episode is like Paul Simon and how he influenced the fall of apartheid and other episodes like that. But I didn't interview people. I wanted to kind of see if I could play host to something that was much more historically based or information based and make it interesting and also have the production values and the quality that would match that. And if I could do that, then maybe I would be able to do other things along the way. And when we started Network 1901, we came up with this idea of like, well, we could do a bunch of shows and like they don't have to always be on every week. We could have series that start and stop. And that brought up the idea of like, okay, let me, you know, go back to this idea of hosting a show that's much more produced and maybe involve some interviews and try and tell a story about Disney in that way. So yeah, like, it definitely evolved from the How Music Changed the World. I do want to get back to that show at some point when I have time. It just was like I was up to like 3 a.m. on nights when I shouldn't have been trying to finish that show. And that just became like the death of me, and I couldn't keep it going for much longer. But I wanted to, and I still want to. One day.
You know, when you have the time, obviously. I feel like out of everybody I know that does... No, like, I feel like out of everybody I know who does podcasts, like, I feel like you are the most busiest out of all of them. But you turn out most busiest. Yeah, it's whatever. It's a word. Sure. But I also feel like you always put out solid content.
Well, I'm a sucker for the format. I think that that's, like, I'm a fan of the format. If I wasn't a fan, I wouldn't, like, do it. And there's so many different, like, I pick up new podcasts all the time that I listen to. And then I'm like, oh, I want to do a podcast like this. Like, why am I not doing this? And so the great thing about Network 1901, since we're starting and stopping stuff all the time, we can like do 10 episodes of something and then it dies. We bring it back next year, whatever the case may be. So that, I think that's the fun of doing the Network 1901 thing. We're like able to have Modern Mouse Radio every week, and the Disney Culture Club. That's the DCC, Jake.
I know what Disney Culture Club is. I wasn't putting the niches together.
And we have those every week, but then we have like these episodes that we just kind of put out. Like the next one we're going to do, Shannon and I are hosting a whole show about Disney villains and looking at them psychologically and kind of like seeing like what their backstories are and stuff. But we're kind of hosting it in this kind of like campfire ghost story kind of way. So, you know, like it's something different and it took a while to kind of figure out how we were going to host it. But like we just started recording stuff and piecing things together and we're super stoked on this idea of doing something new because neither of us have done it, even though we've both been podcasting for quite a while now.
Silence.
That's
it.
Yeah. That's fine. We'll have Jake edit that silence out, but it's fine.
We edit nothing.
Don't do it, man.
I'm not gonna. That's calories burned. Like of all of us, one of us takes a lot of time editing his podcast together. It's not me. But no, that's cool. I'm interested to see how this ghost story campfire thing, like, I want to ask how, but I also don't want to know how. I want to just listen to it.
Hold a flashlight the whole time you're recording.
Actually,
flashlights and roasted marshmallows.
So the light that I have that's pointing down at me right now. But like, I actually, the first time that we recorded it, I lit it and I set it on the floor and pointed it up so that we could like have that weird kind of ghost story.
Hey, you know, whatever you gotta do to set that.
Smith, gotta get for the approval. Yeah. Midnight Society.
So we're calling the show Animated Devils. So.
When does that come
drop
out?
It'll be drop. The first week in August. And I think there's 9 episodes we're doing. So it'll run through August and September.
All right, I'm noting that one down. Cause...
Yeah.
And we're doing, after that, we'll be doing Discovering Harry Potter.
Oh, fun.
We did a show, I think like it was in the winter. So it'll be like almost a year from one to the other, but we did Discovering Star Wars. Dale's friend, who's a theater.
Chip.
Major. he's a chimp. He's a theater major. He'd never seen any Star Wars films.
Blasphemy. Yeah.
So they sat down and they watched every Star Wars film and kind of like,
in what order though?
Previewed them. They watched them in
city order,
numerical order.
Chronological. One,
really? Yeah, chronologically. So 1, 2, 3, then Rogue One, then 4 through 7. So they'll watch all the Harry Potter movies because he's also never seen a Harry Potter film. So they'll do that as well.
That's a slog.
Quite interesting.
I love them, but that's a slog.
it can be done. Like normally, like my thing is around Christmas time. For some reason, I just have the urge to watch a movie franchise, and it rotates every year. So this year, I think I'm gonna do Harry Potter, because last year was Star Wars for Rogue One.
It counts as a Christmas movie.
Yeah, kind of.
Sure. Snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Christmas. It's good.
So, I think like the year before that, I Did I watch Lord of the Rings? I can't remember. Maybe it was Ghostbusters. Whatever.
They're so similar.
So the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw three of the Harry Potter movies in a row at the theater one day.
Whoa. Oh, no, they're doing time. That very soon in Atlanta. They're showing the first three episodes. I say episodes, the first three movies back to back at the Fox Theater.
Yeah,
I
was about really want to say, it's
do it. They're doing it with the new Planet of the Apes. Here with the first two before it, and I'm really, really
fuck the Planet of the Apes.
What?
Wait.
Fuck you.
Yikes. Annie's never been that feisty to me. Yikes.
Well, you said insensitive things about Planet of the Apes.
You clearly haven't bad
I
enough.
I apologize.
To the apes before on this podcast.
I apologize.
I saw the Back to the Futures on the big screen too in a row. I will go sit in the theater. Anyway,
wait, you said in the theater or what? Finish the thought.
I said
yeah,
for hours.
Like you were kind of like excited to talk about it, and then you got disgusted with yourself. You're like, oh.
Yeah. It's just like, how many times have I gone and saw three movies in a row at the theater?
I don't think I've ever done that. I think I've only. Movies in a row, I've only done once, and it was
it's cool. You like set up your little camp.
Yeah, I've never done shit. That.
I went to a Toy Story marathon. It was Toy Story 1 and 2.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Marathon. I use that term very loosely. It was fun.
That sounds fun though.
26 point something miles of Toy Story.
Yeah, it was
okay.
It was a calorie burner.
Whenever we saw, was it? It was Toy Story 2. Where they were on the plane. Do you know what I'm saying? Where they were like falling off the back of the plane.
Yes, that's in Toy Story 2.
Yeah, that was 2. So we were in the theater and we were watching it. And my brother was like, he was young. He was a kid. And we were watching it. And got right
to brother.
Yeah, I do. We got right to the point where they were like coming off the back of the plane. And the power went out in the theater. And everybody was like, ah! And it was like such perfect timing because you're like, you don't know what's going to happen. And then we sat in the dark for like 10 or 15 minutes. And then the movie came back on and everybody was fine. So we were good. Had to be there. It was a fun story if you were there.
The power never. Went off when I was in their Omnimax theater here once. They had to leave me out the flashlight.
Yeah, we didn't get flashlights.
Well,
they just
really
said, hey, chill. Hey, chill, it'll be back. And it came back.
I went to the theater once.
Your mom went to the theater.
This derailed so fast.
What's our next news story?
There are no news stories. I have more questions for Josh, though.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So, Josh.
What gives you the right?
I've been asked that before by you.
I know. I want to know.
We ask you that every week.
So, no, really, no, guys. These are serious questions.
No.
Why do we drive on parkways but park on driveways?
You know, mysteries.
All right.
I have a question. Have you been to Bahia?
I have. I haven't, aww. No, but I want to be.
Oh, well, let's go.
Okay.
Let's do this. Get your passport. Annie's taking you on a trip.
Yeah.
No, okay, next question.
We'll buy cookies.
What would you do if
you... Play a pencil on your teeth.
That guy freaks me out. What would you do if you woke up and had dicks for hands?
If I woke up and I had dicks for hands, I would definitely just... turn over to my wife and just slap her. I mean, that seems like the only responsible thing to do, right?
Just slap her back and just forth on her face.
With no
yeah.
warning.
Yeah, no warning. Dead asleep.
Wow, that's the...
Because, like, she,
slap.
Because not only would she be freaked out, like, she'd be curious, like, how I ended up with dicks for hands. But now she's got dicks on her face. So it's like a, you know, It's worse. Like, if I have to go through the embarrassment of having dicks for hands, I want her to go through even more embarrassment of having to be married to the guy with dicks for hands, followed by having dicks on the face. They're anatomically not in the correct place.
Like, do you think if you slap her hard enough, it'll just, like, leave a dick-shaped mark across her face?
No, but I really hope that, like...
You can still find that out.
If I slap her hard enough, like, it doesn't go from, like, floppy to erect. Like, I don't want to know that I have a turn-on in that way.
Like, you could do that dead hand thing, like, crazy good.
No, that's a fair answer to that question.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Good help.
Like, you do know, like, every now and then, like, as an adult, you see something and you're like, I hope my penis doesn't go erect because this is too weird and I can't, like,
like Safari Mike, you know, and like, drag.
Right, yeah, it's like,
like, there's not
I didn't know that about myself.
I got my dick fingers real hard.
Like, Mike's gonna only do it once, right? Like, so I can't get turned on because he's only going to do it once and he'll never do it again.
No, I don't know. I think we could make Mike do it more than once.
Oh, if he only does it once, you log that away in the old spank bank.
Yeah. Yeah, but then, it leads you down a different road that you don't want to go down even further. Yeah. Because now you're thinking, who else could I see in drag that I'm interested in?
Dave.
What?
What?
Yeah.
McBride.
Safari Dave? I don't know.
Safari is prom date.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Listen, guys, I think this is a very introspective episode of the Mickey Mutant News podcast.
Do you want to know who I want to see in drag?
Oh,
like,
no.
Really bad? Clinton Kelly.
Who?
Clinton Kelly. He was on One Ought to Wear, now he's on The Chew.
Oh.
I want to see Clinton Kelly in drag. Like, really bad.
I don't know who that is.
What about Michael Eisner? He'd look real creepy in drag.
He would look creepy, that's for sure.
What's creepy anyway?
What about if we saw Jake in drag?
Me? Why me?
I don't know.
Why not?
Did you shave?
Yeah,
I feel like Jake would have pretty legs.
Yeah,
you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. I feel like you would have pretty legs.
They call him all pretty legs, Jake.
That's my nickname in middle school.
This is gangster name, Pretty Legs Jake.
All those years of track and everything, you know.
Yeah, you know, I work out, you know.
Yeah, that's what people think of me. They think of working out.
No, actually, I thought of you the other day with the new Dr. Pepper commercial. Have you seen that?
Who has time to watch things?
What is happening?
I don't know.
I have pretty legs and there's Dr. Pepper. I have no idea.
I will send a link to you. It made me think about you.
I saw a car the other day with a bumper sticker that said 0.0.
I like that sticker. I've seen it.
I
want it.
Speaking of your athleticism.
That's why I want it.
Speaking of your nice drag legs, 0.0.
Here's another question for Josh that it's made a recent appearance on this show, but I like this question a lot. Josh, what's the most ever?
Skittles.
Oh, okay. I forgot what Jordan answered last time I was asked, but
no, Jordan answered yes.
Oh yeah, well, Josh's was way better than. Sorry, Jordan. No offense.
That's all right. I'm not the answer guy around here.
Yeah, he's the PR guy. He's
He's a cheap burrito guy.
Yeah, cheap burrito guy.
Something good about a cheap burrito.
Jordan doesn't agree.
There
was a thing.
Yeah, a lady in Walmart. I was in the frozen section. I was getting a frozen pizza because I was too lazy to cook that night. And a lady had two fistfuls of, like, the Walmart brand frozen burritos that were, like, 29 cents a piece.
And then she just says,
excuse me. Like, I didn't, like, I didn't know her. I was nowhere near her. I was, like, half the aisle away. And she just goes, excuse me, do you know if these are any good? And she just held up two fists of frozen burritos. And I think my answer was, they're frozen burritos in a Walmart. Probably not going to be the best thing to eat. She's like, ah, you're probably right. And she just throws them back in the freezer.
I still feel like if you told this story, she motorboated the burritos, it would be way better.
Listen.
Just saying.
I run into a lot of weird fucking people in my area.
You clearly don't live in my area.
90% of them shop at my store.
I thought he did live in your area.
Yeah, but no. My area is different than Jordan's area.
People's areas.
Our areas are about 40 minutes apart.
Oh, that's personal.
That's an in person.
Yes, that's very personal.
Hey, next question. Hey, what cereal leaves the best residual milk?
That's definitely Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You're damn right it is.
Because then it becomes horchata.
It really does. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is my number two, so I can't fault you too much for it. But I was more of a Fruity Pebbles guy.
Well, takes one to know one.
Somebody give this man a medal, because that was the greatest answer that I'll be given tonight.
I've asked people
you're
that.
The metal guy.
You're the everything guy. Give it out.
Anyone that says like Cocoa Puffs or Cocoa Krispies, they're wrong.
Oh, I love Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, but you can't rank that as the best residual milk. You just like chocolate milk.
But see, I don't like milk. Chocolate. I don't like milk anyway.
It's like halfway to chocolate milk.
I don't like milk anyway.
Almost chocolate
milk. I can't even remember the last time I ate like sugar cereal.
Oh. Well, yeah.
I use almond milk. I use nut juice.
I say Raisin Bran. That just tastes like milk.
I love Raisin Bran, though. The Raisin Bran with the cranberries. That shit's awesome.
That's Raisin Cran.
Yeah, well, Raisin Cran with vanilla almond milk is the shit. With little sliced up bananas in it.
How do you milk an almond?
You know what? Don't ask questions. Just embrace it.
Oh, I had more questions, but okay.
Okay.
So how distant of a relation does a relative have to be to start a relationship with them? No reason or anything.
You know, I actually sent in a sample to one of those like DNA family tree websites. And I was straight up hoping that like, because like when it, like once you get the DNA things back, then it like starts to fill in your family tree and it starts ranking it. It says like first cousins and then second and third cousins. I was like, if I see anybody on this goddamn list that I've kissed and they're anywhere above like fourth string, I'm going to have a story to tell someone. Kind of, but definitely I would say fourth cousin. Third cousin if you can tell a good story.
No.
My concern is storytelling, not regret.
He clearly doesn't live in Georgia where this is like a serious, you know, like thing you have to think about.
I noticed Jordan's being awfully quiet about it.
Yeah, because Louisiana and Georgia, he knows. He knows what's up. You have to be so careful.
I'm the what?
So careful.
Nothing.
No, I heard that shit, Annie. Take that back.
We fix nothing. This episode's just going to be cut down to just Josh talking about the world that never was.
Well, you know, like, here's the thing, like, about this. I'm not stating that, like, I was getting excited to see, like, a
your
fourth
fingers
string,
were all
like I wasn't. my dick fingers are erect now. I was like, not excited to be like, oh, who have I procreated with in life? But like I kind of was like hoping for some weird ass like Back to the Future situation, right? Where like I'm Calvin Klein and like it didn't happen, so I don't have a cool story to go with it. I'm not saying like
you're your own grandfather from awful, the old West.
Like inbred life. I just wanted like a, you know, Luke and Leia kiss, and then it's fine.
Did you have Angie do it too, and then you could like cross reference each other's tree?
Yeah, that yeah, like and we're present. Fine. We haven't nothing weird there. Nothing weird.
Oh, so weird.
What? It was a good question. It just, you know, opens up.
I'm glad all these questions have to do with Disney.
Oh, well, I have here at the bottom something about D23 and something about the world never was, but we already did that.
I'm cool with being not Disney. I'm straight up cool with it. If you want to talk Disney, we'll talk Disney.
No, there was a Disneyland. Would you rather walk to Disneyland or carry your lunch? That was sure, Disney. Sure, sure, yeah, yeah. Jordan, why don't you ask some of your questions?
I did?
I mean, I compiled a list here.
Yeah, you're the list guy.
I am not the list guy. I might be the list guy. Shit.
You're kind of the list guy.
You are the list guy.
Sorry.
All right, I'm the list guy.
Not the lisp guy.
No, that's
a list. All right. Well, I guess that's a weird title. Jordan, is this how you always feel when you just get weird titles?
All the time. What?
Oh, what? Weird guy. That was all my questions. Does anyone else have any questions?
I asked mine.
Jaina, you haven't said anything.
I've said lots of things.
You probably did.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for paying attention. As per usual, either it's Shayna, you haven't said anything, or it's Jake screaming at me.
Name one either time way. That's happened. No.
Oh, one time.
Please. We are so dysfunctional here.
Please.
You're it's starting to get shrill right at this very moment.
I am so not getting shrill.
Here he goes. I never get what Shayna, I never do.
Play that pen on your teeth.
Welcome to our podcast, Josh.
So, Josh, what? Before the listener completely loses interest, quick, where can we find your stuff?
You can find everything at network1901.com. Spell out network, but then use the numerical 1901.
That was good thinking.
1901.
Because if you had to spell out 1901, I'd get to like the first two letters, numbers.
Yeah.
See, I'm already lost.
Numbers. You spell with numbers.
One, as in That's
124. Correct. Well, also, yeah. So something that I like about the podcast network that Josh has, it's like you just subscribe once and then you get everything. Like you don't right, have to yeah, go find like, 500 other podcasts a week.
Well, yeah. You do with this one too, technically.
She's not wrong. We do have three shows on here. Don't listen to any of them.
Womp womp.
Yeah. But no, it really is handy. Josh is my inspiration for that.
Handy.
Yeah, right. I'm not an inspiration. I have dicks for hands.
That's an inspiration.
He literally is a handy.
Living the dream.
I mean, who wouldn't want that? So if you can't go to his website, at least you can follow him home from Disneyland.
I spy on Galago with dick hands.
Wow, that's amazing.
Then you would earn dick as your high score.
There you go.
How can you make hands in three letters?
You wouldn't.
You can be H and D.
Yeah, that's what I was getting.
Or hand. Dick hand.
I guess dick hand would work. So you need like the top one and then number two, and dick and hand and then ass.
Just right. Win them all and spell it vertically.
Oh, that's the correct order. Dick, hand, ass. Good. Well, good to know.
Order of operations.
Duly noted.
Ass, butt.
Dick,
hand, ass, butt.
So, yeah. Hey, Josh, thanks for joining us here on this mess. Our time is up.
Cool.
Everyone
and
go
we're
home.
Sorry.
We're all going to
die. We're not sorry yet. We'll be sorry next week.
Yeah,
okay, right.
We'll apologize profusely next week for this week.
Not really. But really,
Josh, how it always goes here, though?
Yeah, every single week we have to apologize.
Yeah, so it's fine.
Yeah, just right from the top. Just
Yeah. You know what you're in for. Right out there. If like you've listened to this far in, you don't need an apology.
Yeah, it's kind of on you.
Yeah, it's definitely on the listener at this point. If you're like, huh, these people were foul and insecure. And so are you, to be honest. So, welcome.
I just fast forward this podcast.
Like a mirror.
15 more seconds.
Yeah. We're
right back on topic. Mm-hmm. Nope.
So, hey, speaking of the listener, hey, listener, you've been listening to the Mickey Mutineers with our guest, Josh Taylor. And I'm still not sure why. I mean, why you've been listening. I mean, I know why Josh was our guest. We invited him. You showed up, though. That was weird and unexpected.
I did show up.
But hey, thanks for showing up.
No problem.
So, yeah, you can find us right here every week, wherever you're listening right now. I don't even – hey, I'm Jake. That's Jordan. That's Andy. That's Shayna and Josh Taylor. As always –
fuck you.
Like, if I have to go through the embarrassment of having dicks for hands, I want her to go through even more embarrassment of having to be married to the guy with dicks for hands, followed by having dicks on the face. They're anatomically not in the correct place.